Great to have your company on this Thursday. Time now to have a chat to Ben Hayes, who is counting down to what could be one of the biggest days for the stable since Ben and JD have taken over. They've got 9 runners on a fabulous Caulfield Guineas Day. Sorry, make that 11 runners on a fabulous Caulfield Guineas Day and contestants in all 3 Group 1 races. Morning, Ben. You well?
Morning. I'm very well. How are you?
Very good indeed. How is the team heading to Caulfield on Saturday?
Yes, at this stage, all hopefully will be running. Angry Skies is an emergency. I really hope he can get in. But if there's a scratching, I'll be confident he'll run well in that race.
Well, let's start with the Guineas because it is the feature. You've got Tijuana, who is well and truly in. Number 1 Saddlecloth, barrier 10. He was really good sitting on speed in the Bill Stutt Stakes. He's a galloper that you couldn't have asked for much more in his career. Just 5 starts, 3 wins and 2 thirds. How did he come through the stud?
Oh, really good. Couldn't be happier the way he pulled up. Came through the race well. Very happy with the way the prep has gone. It was a target race from when he won the Anzac Day Stakes to try and get into the Caulfield Guineas. And first up run was excellent. Second up run, he ran very well and finished third, only beating a small margin. And then he came out and ticked the mile box. So we're confident going into the race. He's drawn a nice barrier in the middle. And the way he worked on Tuesday, I'd say he'd definitely a great top 3 chance for the race.
So he has drawn gate 10. I think he'll come in a couple with the scratchings, the emergencies.
Yep.
So where would you love him to lob? Because he can race up on speed and he's also been back in a few races.
Yeah, he's shown he's versatile, which is very good. I think from barrier 10 that gives Mark, I haven't had a chat to Mark about it yet, but gives Mark options. He can roll across, being the first 5, or even lead if he has to. So there's a bit of rain about. I think, you know, by that time that race is run, I'd say they'd be coming off the rail. So, I think it's a good draw for him and looking forward to seeing how he goes.
Who do you think's the hardest to beat? Is it the obvious, the form of Golden Mile, who's drawn well in Berkeley Square?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Berkeley Square's beaten him. He had sit on him at Flemington, and he was strong through the line. But, you know, he's not tested out to a mile, although he does look like he'll run a mile. We've probably had an extra run, and we've ticked the mile box, so he could easily turn the tables there. And probably James Cummings' horse is a deserving favourite. It was an impressive win and came out and ran well in probably the form, 3-odd form race over in Sydney. So, look, it's an interesting race. It's a very open race, which is not very common for the Caulfield Guineas, so it'll be really exciting.
I see Tijuana's still got an entry in the Cox Plate. If he was to win the Guineas, would you take on the best in the Cox Plate?
There'd be a lot of discussion about it, for sure. But we're just going to see if he pulls up well and everything has to go right. But if he was to win, wouldn't put it out of the question.
Be nice to have 2 runners in the Cox Plate, wouldn't it? With Mr. Brightside, who goes around in the Might and Power. You've had a while to digest the run in the Underwood Stakes. How did you read it overall?
Look, I was there. Like initially on the day, I was a little disappointed, but then we've watched it a couple of times. Craig rode him to win. They, you know, it was a nice hard run race. He put him into the race early. Made a lot of ground around the bend, worked up the hill and held his run to the line. I think in any other race it would have been a pass mark, but you're running against probably it was nearly a Cox Plate field there. So first time against the big boys, I think it brought him on hugely. He needed it. We had 2 easy runs and then a nice hard run. And now it's 2 weeks to the Cox Plate. I think you'll find there's a lot of improvement to come, which he needs to, but he can bounce back very easily.
You're confident about a strong 2,000?
Yes, I am. I think he just needed that run. First time past the mile, and now he's had that under his belt. He's drawn a barrier where he'll get a softer run on Saturday, and I think you'll find Craig probably ride him to run the trip too, and I think that'll suit him. I'm quietly confident. you know, he can run a lot closer to the top horses.
So are we likely to see a little more conservative ride for Mr. Brightside? Because it looks like he's going to lob into a lovely position from that gate.
Yeah. Look, I'll leave it to Craig. He knows the horse just as well as us. He's been on him every start. What I mean by more conservative, Craig probably will wait a bit longer before he goes.
Mm.
He'll save his sprint to the end, where he won't use it from the, you know, from the coming into the bend kind of thing. So we'll see. Got a lot of faith in him. He's never really run a poor race for us, and you know, you can't even say it was a bad run by him in the Group One. Like, that's the hardest competition he's ever ran at weight for age level. So, and he wasn't beaten that far in the end anyway. So, look, I'm biased. I think he's a very, very good horse, and hopefully he can show everyone on Saturday.
He is a very good horse. There is a nice race over the mile, which he's won at Doncaster at final day of the carnival. What does he need to show you? He's already in the Cox Plate. There's a $1 million bonus hanging there after he wins the Fiend. What's he got to show you on Saturday to go, you know what, we are going to go to the Cox Plate. He is competitive.
Oh, look, he just needs to be hitting the line and just being competitive with the top horses, I think. He handles the Valley. I think that's a bonus. He's two runs there, he's won. And, you know, being able to handle that unique track is important. And I just want to see him hit the line hard, and he'll tell us if he goes towards the Cox Plate, but at this stage we are.
Gentleman Roy's a really nice chance in the two rack. You've got to take on I Wish I Win Again, who beat him comprehensively two starts ago, but gee, he went to another level at Sandown in the Sandown Stakes and was so strong to the line. Is he just continuing to improve?
He is. As we said, going into his first run, he was really underdone. Wasn't ready to run as well as he did, and Wish I Win was much better on him the day, but he got taken on. Then he had a month between runs and a trial, so his second up run I thought was a very good effort, and the way he's come out of it, both JD and I were very confident he'll be very hard to catch. He loves the mile. He's only just starting to peak, third up. Soft track won't be a worry for him. He's been on soft quite a few times, and I just love the improvement he's shown. He's definitely improved again out of his last run, and if he gets a good run in transit, he'll be very hard to catch, although I do really respect Peter's horse. Peter's horse has a bit of bad luck, we could be the one that gets our head across the line.
There's a lot of speed in the race, and you know, he was pestered when he was first up, and he held on really well. Are you concerned that it may be really hot, or would you like him just to sit off the speed and get a nice trial?
To be honest, I'm not too concerned about it. He is a horse that he doesn't possess good turn of foot. He actually thrives off fast tempos. He can maintain a long sprint at a fast pace for a long time. So I think horses like Buffalo River, who took him on first up, I don't think they'll be looking to take him on again because it ruined that horse's race. So he'll be going out, rolling at a good tempo. He'll be giving a nice kick in the straight. And if he does get taken on, that's Group 1 racing. What can you do? But we won't be changing our tactics.
Well, whip through your other runners on the day. What can you tell us about your debutante, Princess Dunhello, in the first?
Hasn't done much wrong at all. She's very professional. She's small, powerful filly. And I think drawing the inside draw is an advantage to us. She's shown great gate speed in her jump out. She's jumped and gone really quickly out the gate. So I think she'll be able to jump, hold a position on the rail, and she should go very well. She was impressive in her trial the other day, and she's come through it and looks like improved again.
You've got Acer and Biometric going around in the Weekend Hustler of the two. Who's your number one seed?
Probably Acer. You have to almost forget he went around and threw up at Clark. It was a heavy 10. He got in between horses, lots of kickback, and I thought he actually ran quite well. We're back in class here. We're carrying a bit more weight, but I think Barry 3 should get a lovely run, and he can bounce back for sure. His work's been excellent. And Biometric, we've just freshened up, kept him on the happy side, and he trialled the other day and looked quite good in his trial, and he's a horse down in the weight and would not surprise me if he runs a cheeky race. He seems to be going really well.
In the Thoroughbred Club, Sweetened was brilliant on debut. She looks a filly with a lot of potential, but you've drawn a bad gate, Gary, gate 16. What are you going to do from there?
Look, we'll have a discussion with the ownership group, talk to Ollie. 16 from a shoot start sometimes isn't that bad, especially if we get the rain they're forecasting. By the time, they might be wanting to be off the rails. So we'll just see what happens, see who comes out, see how the race looks. We'll have a discussion with everyone. The horse itself, we have a very high opinion of, the stable. We think she's quite good, well above average, and hence we're running in this race. Would be very, very confident if she drew a barrier. Mm. I'll just say that. So we'll just see. She's not 100% got to go around, but we just want to have a good look at the race and talk to all the connections and Ollie before making a decision if we do.
Nicolino Vito Crosshaven. Is Nicolini your number one pick there in race four?
Yeah, I think so. He we've freshened him as well, and he looks like the freshens worked. He looks a lot better on the coat now. He was one of those horses coming out of winter that just felt the winter a bit more than other horses. He's put on a heap of weight, and he looks a different horse, and he can run to his first up effort down the straight where he won. He'll be right in the race on that good draw.
And can Macram win his way into a Caulfield Cup?
Look, he was a little bit disappointing at the Valley, but there was a couple of things that went against him. There was a mean track bias. The Valley was a tight turning track. He had to get going early. He made his run from the 800 and held his run to the line. All his form overseas is over 2,400, and I think he's come out of that race in excellent order. His work has been great, and I'm hoping he can run top three, because if we are, we're going towards the Caulfield Cup.
Good on you, Ben. Have a great weekend. It's a huge day for the team. We wish you all the best.
Fingers crossed. We've got some nervous trainers going into it.
See you trackside. Ben Hayes joining us there. Time for the 9 o'clock news.